I just want to talk about those dirty old men, those dirty old fucking masturbators. Because what I've noticed is, you know, on Bait World, there are a lot of retirees. There are a lot of guys who have just divorced a partner or just want to explore their sexuality more, or they just, you know, figure out that they can just masturbate all the time. You know, maybe they don't want to bother with sex or anything. These men, they tend to be older. Some of them are lifelong baiters, and a majority of them, they've masturbated at least one time in their life. And that's what really, really turns me on about them. Because you see, these older baiters, these dirty older men, they have developed a type of technique, a type of masturbation that only they know. They spent their entire lives just masturbating, just working on their technique, figuring out a type of stroking or a type of grip that'll just make them nut faster, or maybe they're an edger and, you know, they do slow strokes, they do more methodical strokes. Some they stroke fast, some they stroke slow, some they have calluses on their hands from their old age of working in manual labor or working in computers. You know, they just have the fully developed hands of a masturbator. And now these older masturbators, you know, they tend to develop wrist problems, carpal tunnel. You know, it's kind of what happens. It's a side effect of chronic, frequent, compulsive masturbation and what that sort of habit does to a human body over time. Some older masturbators may even develop bags underneath their eyes from all the late nights of watching porn. Some, they get older, their skin sags, you know, it's completely natural. It's beautiful in its own way. And if you're a younger adult baiter listening to this, just know that it's going to happen to you too. Eventually you're going to become older, and the effects of porn addiction are just going to set in, and everybody will know then, so there's no need to worry about it. It's inevitable. You know, these individuals should be revered because they are in the final stages of their porn addiction, and they still have so much more to go. They still have so much more to give to porn and to penis. A majority of them are retired. They are living off of their savings. They're just sitting back and just letting the masturbation just take over. They spend all day on just cam sites looking at younger baiters. They look at older baiters too. They see how addicted they become. They try to look away. They know it's inevitable because porn addiction gets worse with age. It's very present in these dirty old men because they'll just watch porn all the time. They'll watch porn, collect porn. They'll just do it. They can afford to. Other baiters, they try to work for as long as they can. Once they get to that age, they know that the second they hit retirement age, the second they retire, that porn is just going to consume them. And so they continue to work, you know, continue to keep themselves busy, knowing that the looming threat of porn addiction is getting closer with every day. But once they hit retirement age, it's all out of control by then. Back in the day, you know, you see all these vintage photos, these videos, just older, dirty men just walking around with trench coats, just flashing, just walking around nude in the locker room. They just, you know, completely lose control, and they just are just so comfortable in their bodies after spending their entire lives living inside their bodies. They know the right way to touch themselves, and, you know, they want everybody to know that this is how they want to be touched. You know, so like you see a lot of older men becoming exhibitionists, that they'll show off their bodies in arcades, adult theaters, bathhouses, and they're just so comfortable with themselves, just being totally disgusting, nasty, porn-addicted men. Like, really, they should be studied to assess the long-term effects of porn addiction. But, you know, they just let them just run wild, honestly. They're all over the internet. They're all over bathhouses, gyms, like I mentioned. You know, just showing off their penis, showing off their asshole, their feet, whatever the fuck they want to show off, because in their minds, they know that they're too old to worry about their career. They're too old to even give a fuck about it. They know that, you know, there's nothing left to lose, just their minds to porn addiction. And that's usually what goes last, is their minds. Like, they get so fucking addicted to porn that they get kinkier and kinkier every day. And they don't even realize it. And that's one of the more nasty parts of being a dirty old masturbator. You know, I've had conversations with older masturbators, and they just tell me, oh yeah, it all started with masturbation. The next thing I knew, I was into like watching people just cover themselves with lube, slide around on the floor, hump the floor. And they tell me that they started getting into fisting, just hardcore, double penetration sex, all that sorts of shit. They just fucking look at it. They watch it. And, you know, they're completely clueless about what porn is doing to their minds. You know, every second you spend looking at porn is a second of your brain cells, of your processing power, of your thoughts just, you know, being taken up. You don't just like instantly forget it. Your brain remembers it. And so you get to the point, you know, where every gray hair that appears is just another bit of gray matter that just disappears. You know, they get old, they get addicted to porn, and that porn just normalizes those kinks that they have, those deep, dark kinks that they were trying to avoid, trying not to participate in, because they say, like, you know what? Fuck it. They fucking say, fuck it. You only live fucking once, and they're already at the stage of their life where they don't give a fuck. And that's why these dirty old masturbators, they're some of the dirtiest fuckers out there, especially on Bait World. They're just on there, they just want to talk about all their sexual history, their fucking past. They want to talk about all their kinks, all their fantasies. They're on there all day. Sometimes I log on to Bait World and, you know, I see a baiter who's in his 70s and he's just saying, oh yeah, I've shot 5 loads today. I'm about to shoot 5 more. Do you want to talk? Do you want to cam? And it's just like they're so completely taken over by masturbation. And they have some of the dirtiest things to say, some of the dirtiest thoughts, because, like, if they have experienced sex in the past, they'll tell you those stories right when you're fucking baiting. They'll tell you their stories, their dirty-ass stories that should not ever be uttered in any social space, and they'll just say it while you're masturbating. And, you know, if their mind doesn't remember the details exactly, they'll just add details. You know, the mind of a porn addict, it'll just add more perverse details over time. You know, they'll tell you the same story over and over again when you ask them to, just like any older paternal figure would. They'll just talk about their sex acts, their solo sexual tendencies, their journey into baiting. They'll just talk about it with you. They'll turn the question back on you. They'll ask, have you ever done any of these things? They'll encourage you to try them, maybe look at them, and, you know, maybe find out if you are into them. You know, I've talked with a lot of older baiters, and anytime that they say, like, oh, have you tried this kink? And I say, no, I haven't. They always urge me to try, or they just come for me and say, hey, you know, once you get older, you might get into it. Just be prepared for that. They're just so fucking nasty in believing that every masturbator is just going to turn out like them. But like, if anyone were to know how porn addiction would affect a person over a lifetime, it would be them. And so they put that dirty thought in your head of you just turning out just like them, just as nasty and dirty and perverse as they are. And not all old masturbators are dirty old men, of course not. But if you're an older masturbator and listening to this file, odds are that you're probably one of the dirtiest fuckers there are out there. And all I can really tell you is, like, on behalf of all the younger baiters, just keep getting worse. Just keep perpetuating that stereotype of the dirty old man. Just keep doing what you do naturally when you're by yourself. Just be a dirty old man. Validate that stereotype with every stroke. Lay the foundation for the rest of us for when we become your age, when we become dirty old men, dirty old baiters like yourself. So don't need to worry. You have a lot of quiet admirers out there. For baiters, becoming a dirty old masturbator, That's just the natural order of things. It's the destination of a long journey. So just keep masturbating and accept your fate.